Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, and good evening to all of you. And welcome to Miracle Internet Church. I'm Pastor Dr. Sabrina, and Brother Bill is here. And Brother Marshall is here, and all of you are here, and I thank the Lord for each one of you. Amen. And we appreciate the presence of the Lord in our midst, because the Bible says where two or three come together in his name, there he is in our midst. Amen. So we appreciate the Lord being in our midst. We don't take it for granted. We just want to thank him and to give him praise. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Praise the name. Hallelujah. You know, saints, we live in an ever-changing world. And it seems that things are changing faster than most people can keep up. Nonetheless, the Lord is with us. He knows about everything, and he knows how to guide us through the strange times and the perilous times that we live in. God blesses his people with holy guidance when we choose to listen to him and obey him. You see, there's a catch to it. He provides the guidance when we ask for it, but we have to decide to listen, receive the guidance, and to obey him. He doesn't do it all for you. Faith without works is dead. So when he gives the guidance, you have to do it. You have to be willing to do it. And you have to decide that obedience to the Lord is preferred over anything else. No one can make that choice for you. It's a personal thing. You see, you have to work out your own salvation with fear, reverence, and trembling before the Lord. Amen? And so this is a time for us to do what the Lord told us to do a few sermons back. He wants us to increase our devotion to him. Now, if you heard that message, and it was just another message that you heard, I would encourage you to go back and rehear it and listen to what the Lord has to say to you, because this is a very serious time. You see, the devil is out trying to seek whom he may devour, and we encourage you not to be devourable. We encourage you to do many things, including going into the archives and asking the Holy Spirit to guide you to the message he wants you to hear, because he has things to say to you if you're willing to listen. Amen? So we encourage you to do many things for your own protection and for your forward advancement in the kingdom. So we want to encourage you to continue, because the devil is going around looking for those whom he can devour. He's not looking for the sinners. He's already got them. He's not looking for the backslidden apostate saints. He's already got them. He's looking for those have not solidly put their feet down in Jesus Christ, never to go back. See, those that are completely sold out, he knows that's a waste of time. He has to do something else to get them. But it's those that are wavering back and forth. You're not fully persuaded. He's out looking for you. Those who find it easy to throw in the towel and give up, he's looking for you. And actually, when you open your mouth and talk, you tell him that you're available. The very words of your mouth are the snare to your soul. So, saints, I want to encourage you that this is a very serious and very dangerous time. With every breath, we get closer and closer to the time when the Holy Spirit will take the true believers from the earth. With every breath, we're getting closer. He used to say with every day. No, with every breath. So if you're going to live for Jesus, now is the time. If you're going to quit on him, like Judas did? Well, we'll all soon know, now won't we? If you want to sit home and have a pity party instead of doing your warfare, we'll all know about that soon too, won't we? So now, saints, at some point you have to make up your mind. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. It's a serious day. It's a serious hour. Amen? This is a serious day, and it doesn't matter how old you are. You can be four. It's just as serious for you, too. That's right. Children go to heaven and children go to hell. This is a real world, a real gospel, a real Jesus with a real kingdom. Hell's real, too. Amen? So let's be going tonight. We're going to talk about many important things, and we're going to thank the Lord for helping us to make it through this time. Amen? Amen. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we, your children, thank you for your love. We thank you for reaching out to us in your mercy and your grace and sending Jesus Christ to the earth to show us who God is. Jesus told the disciples that when you see me, you've seen the Father. We see you well. We thank you. But not only did you send Jesus to teach us about you and about your love and your desire and plans for us, he taught us how to deal with the enemy. He demonstrated it openly for everyone to see. And he gave his life. He lived the life you called him to live, being born in a barn, a stable, and having a feeding trough, an animal feeding trough as his manger. You know, Father, there are people who think their children ought to have certain things because they're their children. But you allowed your only begotten son to be born in a stable, not in a posh hotel, not even in a hospital. Tell me, who's more wonderful than your son? So, Father, when the temptations of life come, help us to remember that we're actually only but dust without your breath and your love. That we're not so good that we can't suffer persecution as Jesus did. We're not above it. We want to thank you, Lord, for teaching us to walk with you in the spirit of truth. The Bible says, Father, that you will instruct us and teach us in the way that we should go, and that you will guide us with your eye. You promise, Lord, that you would guide the meek in judgment, and the meek you will teach your way. We want to thank you for this tonight, Father, because we need your guidance. You know, Father, you have taught us in Proverbs 3 to trust you with all of our heart and don't lean to our own bright ideas and our own understanding and our own mind and our own thoughts. You teach us that your thoughts are higher than our thoughts and your ways higher than our ways. You call for us to acknowledge you in all of our ways and you will direct our path. So, Lord, we want to thank you for what you offer. And by faith, we choose to receive. We ask you, Father, to continue to guide us all the way until we get home. In Jesus' name. And from our position, seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, we take authority, dominion, and power over every spirit of fear in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind every spirit of fear, especially the ones that we allow in our own lives. We bind those spirits in the name of Jesus Christ. We take authority, dominion, and power over them. And Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, from our position seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, we bind Satan the strong man, all his evil angels, all evil spirits, all demonic agents, all of his underlings, timings, maneuvers, tactics, devices, plans, orders, and we cancel all demonic assignment and satanic agendas against the righteous. We take the territory from Satan in Jesus' name. We bind every form of godliness which denies the power of Jesus Christ. We come into agreement with the Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. We close and seal all portals, all channels, all open doors of access to the enemy. We pull down all demonic thrones. We bind the wicked principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, and all spiritual wickedness in high places. We release the all-consuming fire of God on every ley line, silver cord, and garland. We bind the demons and workers of darkness in the heavenlies, in the bush, and in the deep. We bind rape and murder to its strong man and dethrone them all, chaining them all in eternal chains and darkness and placing them in the custody of the Holy Spirit. Father, we thank you for the armor of God. We thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ. We thank you for the wall of fire that surrounds us with your very glory in the midst. We thank you for your warring, linking angels. We thank you, Father, that the word declares that no one can pull us out of your hand. Not the devil, not anybody. No one, no spirit can pull us out of your hand. No. We can choose to backslide, but the devil cannot tear us away from you. The Bible says that, Father, and we thank you that on the fast, we learned this scripture, Lord. We learned it because we needed to know it. We thank you, Father, that we are more than conquerors through you because you loved us. And most of us are persuaded that neither death nor life nor angels nor principalities nor powers, present nor things to come, nor height nor depth nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Father, we pray that the rest become fully persuaded in Jesus' name. We thank you. We give you praise, Lord. We bind the sources of all witchcraft attacks, and we return the attacks onto the heads of the devils that bring them to cling to them for eternity. We bind all trafficking demons, reporters, watchers, peeps, whisperers, familiar demons, all electronic and technology demons and their attacks, all Leviathan spirits and their attacks, all Kundalini spirits and their attacks, all water and marine spirits and their attacks, all sex devils and their attacks, all unclean spirits, all betraying spirits and their attacks, all passive devils and their attacks, all plain afflicting spirits, sleep deprivation spirits, sorcery devils and their attacks, all seducing attacks, womanizing attacks, drone attacks, Havana syndrome, brain changes, injuries, remote viewing, all sonic audio weapon attacks, all whoredom spirits and their attacks, all voices of the stranger, targeted radio frequencies, all pulse weapons and their attacks, all microwave attacks, all debilitating sonic frequency attacks, all hypnotic and trance devils and their attacks, all mystic rituals and their attacks, and we overturn and empty all cauldrons and chalices upon the heads of the conjurers and the magicians in Jesus' name. We bind Santeria, Egyptian magic, Chaldean magic, Buddhist black magic, Hindu, African, Indian, Australian, European, Caribbean, Latin American, all black magic and white magic we bind in Jesus' name. We bind every bewitching spirit in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind the work of every druid in Jesus' name. We bind all Morgellons attacks, and we return every attack to the senders. We bind the culture of corruption worldwide. We bind all free-flying devils. We bind all evil spirits which take animal forms, all shape-shifting spirits, We bind each demon responsible for the dominion of sin in the American culture. We bind the prince of the power of the air, and we return his powers to Jesus Christ. We bind the power of the dog and every abomination that has ever been committed. We bind the Lord of the flies and his agents, and we place them under the feet of the Lord Jesus. We bind the Mandela effect. We bind all satanic ritual abuse, the devils, the satanic worship, and the witchcraft dedications in Jesus' name. We bind all formations of bullflies and demonic insects. We bind all spiders in their webs, putting them in their own webs. We bind the transference of evil spirits, even through family members, in Jesus' name. We bind the familiar spirits in the family. We bind spirits of infirmity, spirits of supplanting, the gods of the people of the land and the gods of the groves. Every spirit that exalts logic, science, and human reasoning against the knowledge of God and makes man wise in his own eyes, we bind you in Jesus' name. We bind the Lord of the flies and his agents, and we place them under the feet of the Lord Jesus. We bind all formations of bullflies and demonic insects. We bind all spiders in their webs, trapping them in their own webs. We bind spirits that keep transferring back and forth between family members in Jesus' name. Father, we take a stand against it now in Jesus' name. We bind Mammon and his agents. We bind all demons sent forth to intimidate, harass, manipulate, lie against, mock, wear down, infect, destroy, spy, sabotage, hinder, besmirch, block, distract, confuse, pervert, stifle, curse, expose, stop, assassinate, divide, confound, attack, reproach, and reduce the effectiveness of the right in Christ Jesus. We return and loose these attacks to the senders according to the covenant. We bind the bondage of the generations of fools and the spirits of the fools in Jesus' name. We bind the carnal mind. We bind all vampire spirits, voodoo, hoodoo, ancient arts, mystic rituals, devils attending the New World Order and the New Age movement. The spirits and the works of the oppressors, we bind in Jesus' name. We bind all false religions, numerology, horoscopes, the spirit in the children of disobedience, martial arts, yoga, transcendental meditation, make-believe and fantasy. We bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind the passive spirit in Jesus' name. We bind all antichrist ideologies and doctrines, all Ahab and Jezebelic practices, all lewdness, perversions, the outworking of vain deceit, death spirits, spirits of destruction, chaos, and mayhem, oppression, depression, anarchy, premonition, clairvoyance, ESP, telepathy, psychokinesis, bio-PK, out-of-body experiences, reincarnation, haunting, poltergeist, astral travel, psychic healing, demonic meditation, spirit guides, defilement by wizards. We bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind the king of pride and his entire kingdom. We chain it in eternal chains unto darkness in Jesus' name. We crush his crown under the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ. We bind all demonic blood, sexual, financial, animal, fecal, and soulish sacrifices in Jesus' name. We bind all devils attached to idols and idolatry. We bind every form of rebellion, idolatry, root work, mind control, nature worship, deception, scoffing, error, worldly indoctrination, military spirits, rioting, abuse, all trolls, all fear, combative jealousy, fleshly ambition, the culture of corruption, weariness, betrayal, unfaithfulness, even unfaithfulness to the Lord, and temptations to sin. We bind you in Jesus' name. We bind Belial, the ruling demon of wickedness. We bind you in Jesus' name. We bind Beelzebub. We bind Baal, Molech, Basilic, Python, Baphomet, Neptune, Atlas, Zeus, Mammon, and Apollyon. We break your powers in Jesus' name. We undo the work and break the powers of every Masonic ritual in Jesus' name. We undo the works of all demonic weapons, fireballs, poisons, voodoo pins and dolls, hot and cold spots, and return their afflictions to the worker of witchcraft. We undo the works of all codes and triggers, and we bind them in Jesus' name.
We bind all tumors in the name of Jesus and their pagan source in Jesus' name. We bind every spirit that was familiar to the Laodiceans. We bind the pride and foolishness of our own opinions, and we return and loose all the retaliations of the enemy upon his own head according to the scriptures. We bind all traditions and customs rooted in sin. We denounce and renounce them all and loose ourselves from them. We bind the gang stalkers and send their fear, harassments, and witchcraft back on their own heads as well as their mind control in Jesus' name, according to 2 Thessalonians 1:6. We bind the spirit of slumber. We thank you, Father, that you have given us power over all the power of the enemy. And you can't lie. When you said you have given us power over all the power of the enemy, that is the truth. And nothing shall by any means harm us. We rejoice with you that our names are written in heaven. We bind every spirit that denies the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ and his blood atonement on the cross of Calvary. Father, we ask for eyes to see, ears to hear, hearts to believe, and minds to receive what the Spirit of God says to the church. Lord, we have come to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free, to break every yoke and chain, and to call for justice and plead for truth. Lord, develop in us a love for the truth. Lead us into truth. Your word is truth. Make us to know the truth, and your truth shall make us will make us free. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Will we be in agreement with the Holy Spirit when he does? Lord, we've come to celebrate the scriptures with you and to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. We will not turn back from pursuing the enemy until the Godhead does. The Lord Jesus Christ is our commander-in-chief in whom we serve and obey. Father, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem, for kings, for all who are in authority, and all true Christians everywhere. Though we walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive us. You will stretch forth your hand against the wrath of our enemies, and your right hand shall save us. So, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we pull out every voodoo pen, every fiery dart, all pins, needles, spears, whatever voodoo and curses were sent. We bind and neutralize the poison with the blood of Jesus, and we return it wherever it came from, according to the covenant in Jesus' name. We, with the sword of the Spirit, circumcise from ourselves all ungodly silver cords and ley lines and ungodly soul ties, attachments, covenants, agreements, oaths, garlands, vows, pledges, pacts, leagues, and all other of agreement with the demonic realm. We cut ourselves free from the demonic realm, Father. We thank you in Jesus' name. We loose ourselves from it now in Jesus' name. We want no lot nor part of the devil and his power in Jesus' name. We break down and destroy all walls of protection around witches, shamans, Satanists, wizards, warlocks, and sorcerers in Jesus' name. We break the power of every spell, every vex, every hex, all curses, charms, fetishes, sorcery, voodoo, mind control, magic, death spirits, bewitchments, potions, sickness, pain, and torment, all destruction, all psychic warfare, prayer chains, candle and incense burning, ungodly blessings, chanting, root works, crystals, hoodoo, incantations, tribal rituals, and sins. We break your grip and hold in our lives in Jesus' name. We loose ourselves from you in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you that when the word you tell us, Lord Jesus, that you have given us, to each of us, power and authority over the devil, and nothing shall by any means harm us, that we are to believe you with all of our hearts, all of our souls, all of our minds, all of our strength, and all of our spirits. We thank you for it, Father. We thank you for teaching us that faith without the corresponding work, including spiritual warfare, is dead. We thank you, Father, for training us so that we can overcome in every situation in Jesus' name. We thank you. We bind every spirit of bondage, heaviness, fear, and hate, and we loose everyone into the presence of the living God. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you for helping us, for coming to our rescue, because you lead us in paths of righteousness for your name's sake. Thank you, Father. That's important to us. Amen. And everybody said amen. Everybody said amen. You know, the Bible says that weapons will be formed against us, but they won't be able to prosper. You see, saints, the day's finally going to come where you're going to be tested on whether or not you believe the word. Many of you come up and you listen to us during the week and you listen on Sunday, but do you really believe what we're teaching you? Do you? Don't worry. Going to be discovered. It's going to be uncovered, whether you're just going through the motions or you actually believe the word of God. It's going to be put to the test. No, there is no exemption from this test. Everyone will be tested. Do you really believe? Are you fully persuaded? And by the way, when the test comes, the Lord will allow the test. The Lord will allow the test. Yes, Jesus was tested 40 days. He was out in the wilderness being tried and tested. Surely we know that we will be tried and tested as well. Amen? Praise the Lord. So, saints, I encourage you to be serious about your walk of faith with Jesus Christ. It's not to be taken for granted. It's not to be presumed upon. It should be the most important part and center of your life. And if it's not, you need to visit Calvary. Amen? A special welcome to all of our first-time listeners. We are a Christian internet church, and we meet on the internet every Wednesday evening and Friday evening at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time in the United States of America. And on Sundays, we meet as Miracle Outreach Ministries on Sunday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Amen? We invite everyone to join us in our chat room, and our chat room is located on our webpage. And our webpage is www.miracleinternetchurch.com. That's miracleinternetchurch.com. Amen? Miracleinternetchurch.com. When the page comes up across the banner, you'll see MIC Radio Chat. Please click that link, sign in. Amen. Please don't give us your personal information, like your blood type and your phone number and other personal. Just give a simple little name and sign in. It's so simple. And greet everyone when you come into the chat room. They'll greet you because they're loving Christians here. None of us are perfect, but we're all seeking the face of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We're not who we used to be, and we're in the process of being transformed into who we will be. Amen? Praise the Lord, everybody. You remember, saints, in our last fast, if I'm not mistaken, Brother Bill, was that the last fast or the one before that? We were supposed to memorize Romans chapter 8, 35 through 39. We're supposed to memorize that. It was the last one, all right? And if you fail to do that, I would suggest strongly that you go back and do that. You see, the Lord doesn't give me all these exercises, all these things for us to do just because he's God. It's supposed to serve a purpose in our life. It's supposed to take up ground in our spirit man. The word is supposed to become flesh to us at some point. Amen? At some point, we're either going to believe it or we're not. And for many, that point has arrived. Either you're going to believe God and go on in God, or you're not. You see, it's really up to you. We can equip you. We can pray for you. We can train you. We can, by the power of the Holy Spirit, feed you the gospel. But we can't make you eat. We can't make you chew and swallow. And we can't make you decide to obey the Lord. There are just some decisions you'll have to make on your own. We can't make you believe God. You have to choose to do that. Amen? Amen. And if you've been with us for years now, especially those of you who were with us when Pastor Pat was with us, you ought to be really grounded in this by now. You have heard enough sermons that you ought to have some strong faith. Amen? If you've been with us that long, you ought to have some faith, some real solid faith in your life, because we do not preach the fluff gospel, as many of you have written and told me. No, we don't. We tell you the truth, and we point it out to you in the scriptures. So you can look at the scriptures and read it yourself and see that we are telling you just what the Lord has said. So you're without excuse. You need to have faith, and it should be strong faith by now. Strong faith at your level. Amen? Amen. So let's get on with what the Lord has planned for us tonight. He's got a word for us, and he expects something of us. You see, the Lord has, the Holy Spirit has invested the word in us. Amen? And he expects us to get on with what he's taught us. It ought to be become a part of us. It's not just something to sit and listen to. It's something to live. We're supposed to live the word with our lives. Amen? Amen. Well, our featured psalm for tonight is Psalm 62, Psalm 62. And our verse for meditation comes from the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 2, and verse 30. Our featured e-book is The Spirit of Rejection. And if you have not read that, I would encourage you to do so. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Our guest call-in number is area code 319-527-6235 and press 1. Area code 319-527-6235 and press 1. Father, I want to thank you for this word tonight. I want to thank you for sharing it with us. I ask, Lord, that you calm the children. I ask, Lord, that you make it peaceful so that everyone can listen intently, because this is a life-changing word tonight, Father. We thank you for the anointing. We thank you for the Holy Spirit. We thank you, Lord, that this is a God-breathed word, just as they all are. So we open our hearts and our spirits to receive from you now by faith. And we forbid and bind any demon from stealing any word from us in Jesus' name. We will maintain this word and hold on to it in the name of Jesus Christ. Well, saints, the title of this message is A Spectacle to Convince. A spectacle to convince. So let me ask you this. What is rejection? What is that? Many people claim that they've experienced it. I know I have. But what is rejection? Amen? In our society today, most people have experienced some level of rejection, even if it was experienced through the observation of seeing how others are mistreated. Children learn about this when they see their schoolmates and friends treated badly by other children and adults. To the one who rejects or refuses to accept, the rejected one is deemed unacceptable. To the one who is not being accepted, it is often concluded that something is wrong with me. They don't like me. They don't want to be my friend. Well, saints, if that has happened to you, you need to go back and reject of your life whatever made you feel rejected. You need to kick it out. You see, you're in the kingdom of God now. You've been made accepted to the Father through Jesus Christ. You're accepted now. Your sins have been washed away now. So now, you've been made accepted in the Beloved. You're not being rejected. So why are you still holding on to that place where you were rejected? You need to throw that out. It needs to leave. You should have kicked it out right after you came to the foot of Calvary and asked Jesus to come live in your heart. But if you didn't, I'm going to encourage you to kick that out, because it doesn't have any place in you now. The only place it has is a place you give it through neglect or through ignorance. And now you're not ignorant anymore. It would have to be neglect. You don't have room. Jesus didn't make room for rejection in you. So if it's still in there, you're the only one making room for it. It would be wise to tell it to leave you in the name of Jesus. It would be wise to bind it. It would be wise to tell it it can't stay anymore. You don't want it anymore. You're not going to have it anymore. Jesus didn't call for it. Your Father didn't hand it to you. So what is it still doing there? Because you won't let go. Let me explain it to you. It's there because you haven't kicked it out. The whole rest of the body of Christ agrees with the Father. But what about you? What about you? You can still remember the places where you were rejected. Well, kick them all out. That was the old you. You've become a new person in Christ Jesus. Why is the garbage still there? Everybody knows that you put the garbage out. You don't keep it in the house. Everybody knows that you don't keep the garbage in the house. You put the garbage out. You kick it to the curb, don't you? So why are you holding on to that? I'll let you answer the Lord. Why are you holding on to that? It's not a part of who he has made you to be. So that's other stuff that you haven't cleared out. It's time to get rid of it in Jesus' name.
Amen.
So, in Luke chapter 6, verse 22, Jesus says, "Blessed are ye when men shall hate you." Hate is a strong word. "And when they shall separate you from their company and shall reproach you and cast out your name as evil for the Son of Man's sake." That's what Jesus said. Jesus says that we are blessed when people have very angry, bitter, strong, emotional responses to us and to our ideas. We are blessed when they display their intense feelings of anger and disgust for who we are and what we believe. We are blessed when they do not want to be seen with us or to associate with us, when they think that they are too good for us. We are blessed, 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 the Lord says. Blessed are we when we are insulted and excluded from their group, and they smear our name and reputation as if we are guilty criminals worthy of death because we belong to Jesus and have taken a stand in his name, and that we will not give in to their evil. When that is the case, we are blessed, the Lord said. But you see, when people are rejected, they never consider it as being blessed. Perhaps we need to have an alteration in our thinking process. Perhaps we should stop looking at it the way the devil would have us to look at it and to see it through the eyes of the gospel. You see, being rejected can save your life. Being rejected can keep you out of the wrong group of people. Being rejected can keep you out of sin. It can separate you from people that you shouldn't be with anyway. It can teach you not to rely on unreliable sources for affection and love and company. It can teach you that company, love, and affection come better from God than they do from some others, and that his love is reliable. "But you were my this, and you were my that, and you were supposed to," There isn't but one perfect source of love. He died on a cross. His Father sent him. The Holy Spirit orchestrated it. All other love is flawed, fallible, imperfect. As a Christian, you should know this by now, that the true source of love comes from heaven above, and that the humans down here that are trying to love you are imperfect. They don't love with a perfect love. They're not perfect, but they're doing what they can. Be thankful for what they are attempting to do. When they fail, don't curse them. Pray for them. And keep depending on the Lord for the love and attention and care that you need. Amen?
Your dependence should be on the Lord. Amen? Your dependence should be on the Lord, not on flawed human beings. That's too much weight to put on anyone. Humans are fallible. They err. Look in the mirror. You're one of them. Amen? It is so. In Matthew chapter 10, verse 22, Matthew chapter 10, verse 22, and ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but he that endureth to the end shall be saved. You see, Jesus does not promise us a life with no problem. He didn't have one of those. He guarantees that at some point all men are going to hate us. But we are to endure to the end because we will find our salvation. That's right. That's what he promises. Jesus taught us to expect this. We must know that sooner or later it's going to happen. So don't be shocked when it does. It's going to happen. It's not by accident. It's by design. It's the way it is. Blessed are we when they discredit, disgrace, and disapprove of us. It may not feel good to the flesh, but we have the opportunity to mature spiritually when we go through persecution in righteousness. In righteousness. Yes, when our values are tested and tried. When our values are tested and tried. You see, saints, some of us, like Judas Iscariot, have idols in our hearts. We have an agenda on the inside of us, and it's not necessarily the Lord's agenda. We have a plan and an agenda for life to work out a certain way. When life does not shape up as expected, many persons jump ship and desert Jesus. Let me say that again. When life does not shape up as expected, many persons jump ship and desert Jesus. Our creature comforts mean more to us than the kingdom of God sometimes. That's a dangerous door for Satan. Our respectability means more than honor that comes from God. That's a dangerous place. That's an open door for the devil. Some consider themselves as deserving of a certain life and lifestyle. And if it doesn't appear that they're going to get this in God's kingdom, then they may as well go back to the way that things were before. You see, life has taken a turn, and outward circumstances aren't to their choosing. And they find it hard. It's so hard. Now, granted, there are other people in the world that would do anything to get their circumstances, actually have nothing.
But they don't see it from that point of view. They simply see that they don't have things the way they want to have them. There's a word for that. And so when things are not shaping up to their expectations on their time schedule, smelling and looking the way they want it, they don't have much room left for Jesus, and they don't have much faith in him either. They doubt him. They walk around in unbelief while they quote scriptures. They don't trust him. They find it so difficult to trust. They have such a hard time praising him. Why? Because they don't honor him properly. You see, saints, even Satan and his demons believe and tremble before God. But some people don't. And they call themselves Christian. That's something to think about. What traitors these people are. Just downright traitors. They claim that they are devoted to Jesus Christ. They want to be in the kingdom, blah, blah, blah. You know, you've heard it a million times. But when it really gets down to the real nitty-gritty, they can't hold. Isn't that interesting? Now, saints, let's consider these two very different responses to the kingdom of God. Let's begin at Acts 5, verse 25. Acts 5, verse 25. We're going to investigate this response to the kingdom of God because it happened to the disciples. Amen? Acts chapter 5, verse 25. Then came one and told them, saying, "Behold, the men whom ye put in prison are standing in the temple and teaching the people." You see, they had arrested them for doing the gospel. Then went the captain with the officer. So you got the chief of police and some other ones with him, and brought them without violence. Without violence, for they feared the people, lest they should have been stoned. And when they had brought them, they set them before the council, before the big religious council. And the high priest asked them, saying, "Did not we straitly command you that ye should not teach in this name? And behold, ye have filled Jerusalem with your doctrine and intend to bring this man's blood upon us." Peter and the other apostles answered and said, "We ought to obey God rather than men." We ought to obey God rather than men. The God of our fathers raised up Jesus, whom ye slew and hanged on a tree. Him hath God exalted with his right hand to be a prince and a savior, for to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sin. And we are his witnesses of these things, and so is also the Holy Ghost, whom God hath given to them that obey him. When they heard that, they were cut to the heart and took counsel to slay them. Well, here they go again, ready to murder somebody else. Then stood there up one in the council, a Pharisee named Gamaliel, a doctor of the law, had in reputation among all the people and commanded to put the apostles forth a little space and said unto them, ye men of Israel, take heed to yourselves what you intend to do as touching these men. For before these days rose up Thaddeus, boasting himself to be somebody, to whom a number of men, about 400, joined themselves, who was slain, and all, as many as obeyed him, were scattered and brought to naught. After this man rose up Judas of Galilee in the days of the taxing, and drew away much people after him. He also perished, and all, even as many as obeyed him, were dispersed. Now I say unto you, refrain from these men and let them alone. For if or this work be of men, it will come to naught. But if it be of God, ye cannot overthrow it, lest haply you be found even to fight against God. And to him they agreed. And when they had called the apostles and beaten them, they commanded that they should not speak in the name of Jesus and let them go. And they departed from the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name. And daily in the temple and in every house, they cease not to teach and preach Jesus Christ. Well, now, that's one response to the kingdom of God. This is a right response, believers, to persecution and rejection. We have just read it. They rejoice that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name, and they cease not to teach and preach Jesus Christ. That's a righteous response. Matthew chapter 26, beginning with verse 1. I'll give you a second to turn there. Matthew chapter 26, verse 1. And it came to pass, when Jesus had finished all these sayings, he said unto his disciples, ye know that after 2 days is the feast of the Passover, and the Son of Man is betrayed to be crucified. Then assembled together the chief priests and the scribes and the elders of the people unto the palace of the chief priest, whose name was Caiaphas, and consulted that they might take Jesus subtly and kill him. They wanted to do it sneaky, you see, not out in the open. The devil always wants to use sneaky ways. But they said, not on the feast day, lest there be an uproar among the people. Verse 14. Matthew 26, beginning with verse 14. Then one of the 12, called Judas Iscariot, went unto the chief priest and said unto them, what will ye give me? And I will deliver him unto you. I'll turn Jesus over to you, but what are you going to give me for it? And they covenanted with him for 30 pieces of silver. Notice the word is not agreed, covenanted, the highest form of agreement and trust between two parties, covenanted with him for 30 pieces of silver. Now, it's not that Judas didn't know that the Sanhedrin was wicked. He knew it. But that's who he decided to go have his agreement with, the wicked one, covenant with the wicked one. for 30 pieces of silver. And from that time, he sought opportunity. He sought opportunity to betray him. Mm-hmm. Verse 20. Matthew chapter 26, verse 20. Now when the even was come, he sat down with the 12. And as they did eat, he said, Verily I say unto you, that one of you shall betray me. And they were exceeding sorrowful, and began every one of them to say to him, Lord, is it I? And he answered and said, He that dippeth his hand with me in the dish, the same shall betray me. And the Son of Man goeth as it is written of him. But woe unto that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It had been good for that man if he had not been born. Then Judas, which betrayed him, answered and said, Master, is it I? He said unto him, Thou hast said. Mm-hmm. So that's a different response. We have the response of the apostles rejoicing because they were counted worthy to suffer persecution in Jesus' name. And we have Judas Iscariot, who betrayed him, who pretended all the time that he was in agreement with Jesus and the other apostles and disciples. They'd been together for 3 years. He played a part. He played a role. But his heart was not with him. Why? Because if his heart were with him, he wouldn't have been able to betray him. And there are some that are doing that now. They're playing a role, but their hearts truly, truly, sincerely are not grounded in Jesus Christ or in his gospel. Where are you? The Lord. Am I the one to betray you? Maybe you should ask the Lord. It's an answer worth knowing. You see, that was a sinful response to the kingdom of God and to the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's go to 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy chapter 4. 2 Timothy chapter 4, and we're going to go to verse 9. Second Timothy chapter 4, beginning with verse 9. Paul speaking here, Do thy diligence to come shortly unto me, for Demas hath forsaken me, having loved this present world, and is departed unto Thessalonica. Demas hath forsaken me, having loved this present world. You know, saints, there are those who are just like Demas. It just takes too much. It's just too hard. You require too much. I like my life the way it was before. I don't see that, you know, all this warfare isn't changing anything. I've done all this praying, all this fasting, and look, my life is still a mess. Well, you know, let me explain something about your life is still just a mess. Somewhere along the line, you've been a participant in the mess. Someone asked me about this the other day, and I explained it this way. So you sin. You come to Jesus and you repent. It's your sin in the sea of forgetfulness. You receive mercy and grace. However, there are still consequences from your past behavior. And those consequences must be dealt with. You see, the example I gave that person was, there are people that have committed murder. They've killed someone. They were arrested. They went to trial. They were found guilty. Anywhere in the process, they could have turned to the Lord and repented. But they will still have to deal consequences of their behavior. It's not all just going to fly away. We are accountable for the things we do in this life. And there are consequences as a result of our decisions and our behaviors. The Lord extends to us mercy and grace so that we can learn to forbear. But there are still consequences. Amen? Amen. That's part of maturity, learning to deal with the consequences of our past behavior. That's part of growing up. Amen. Let's go on to the Gospel of John. John chapter 6, beginning with verse 22. John chapter 6. Beginning with verse 22. Amen. Day following, when the people which stood on the other side of the sea saw that there was none other boat there, save that one whereinto his disciples were entered, and that Jesus went not with his disciples into the boat, but that his disciples were gone away alone. Howbeit, there came other boats from Tiberias nigh unto the place where they did eat bread, after that the Lord had given thanks. When the people therefore saw that Jesus was not there, neither his disciples, they also took shipping and came to Capernaum, seeking for Jesus. And when they found him on the other side of the sea, they said unto him, Rabbi, camest thou hither? And Jesus answered them and said, Verily, verily, I say unto you, ye seek me not because ye saw the miracle, but because ye did eat of the loaves and were filled. Labor not for the meat which perisheth, but for that meat which endureth unto eternal life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you, for him hath God the Father sealed. You see in verse 26 right there, Jesus calls the unfaithful out. He tells them, you're after me, you're chasing after me, not because of the miracles that my Father did, not because you've seen the power of God. That's not why you're here. You're here to get another meal. You're here to get your flesh taken care of. You're here to get your belly filled. But you're not here because of God. And there are some professing Christians just like that. They're not hanging out in the kingdom because they want more of God. No, that's not why they're here. They're here for some other purpose, for some other reason. But you know, in time, the truth will become quite evident. Yes, it is so. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 6. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 6. Most men will proclaim everyone his own goodness. Oh, I just love the Lord. Oh, I couldn't live without him. Oh, and we've heard it all. Oh, if it wasn't for him, I know I'd be dead. Oh, 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 oh. Mm-hmm. And the scripture says, but a faithful man, who can find? Everybody, they'll be telling you, oh, I love the Lord. Oh, we've heard it over and over. And when the Lord does this for me, I'm going to da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And, you know, you look around after a while and there's no place to be found. Ask yourself, am I one of these? Ask the Lord, am I this way, Lord? You see, saints, there are many among us who are in the fiery furnace of testing. These will either come forth as Job did in Job chapter 10, beginning with verse 15, Job chapter 13, beginning with verse 15. Job said, though he slay me, yet will I trust in him? But I will maintain my own ways before him. He also shall be my salvation. For an hypocrite shall not come before him. A hypocrite. You know, you say one thing, but your heart doesn't line up. You see, Jesus sees everybody's heart, and he tests what's in our heart. We are told that we are to guard our hearts with all due diligence because out of our hearts flow the issues of our lives. Some of us have a profession out of our mouths, but our hearts don't line up with what we said. Some of us, our hearts don't line up with the scriptures either. You know, you should ask the Lord if that describes you so that if you want his help, you can ask for it. Amen? If so. So either these persons will either come forth as Job did in the scripture we just read, or they will fall back into a state of eternal punishment and damnation into which a sinful and unrepentant person passes. It's all or nothing with the Lord, and your devotion will be put to the test. Remember, he asked Peter, Peter, do you love me? Peter says, Lord, you know I love you. Well, then do such and such. Then he said again, Peter, do you love me? Yes, Lord, I love you. Well, then do such and such. Peter, do you love Lord, you know that I love you. Well, then such and such and such. You see, Peter had betrayed the Lord. And Peter could not believe that he actually did that. The Lord had warned him, pray that you enter not into temptation. And Peter prayed, you know, some, but then he went to sleep because he was tired. And sure enough, when the temptation came, when the pressure was on, he caved in. You see, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Caved in. And everyone should ask the Lord, Lord, when the pressure is on, will I cave in? Will I betray you? Will I pretend that I never knew you? Will I say, oh, I was just trying that Christian thing out? What will I do when the heat is on, Lord? I'd like to know. I want to know the truth about myself. Everyone
should take an opportunity and ask the Lord.
Every stage of Christian development, we should expect such testing. At every stage, from baby Christian to the most mature, at every stage, we should expect such testing. You're either fully persuaded or you're just a phony. There's no middle ground here. You remember that song that was out a long time ago? I forgot who sang this song. And the song says, "Where do you stand? Who is on the Lord's side?" And the reply comes back, "I'm on the Lord's side." Well, are you? You won't know until you ask the Lord. You see, Peter was certain that he was on the Lord's side, and so were all the other disciples. But in the Garden of Gethsemane, they all fled. Peter went a little further, and then he betrayed the Lord too, to the breaking of his own heart. Saints, you won't know where you stand until you ask the Lord. Oh, I know where I stand. Well, the Bible says, take heed. When you think you stand, lest you fall. John chapter 6, the Gospel of John chapter 6, beginning with verse 57. John chapter 6, beginning with verse 57. As the living Father hath sent me, and I live by the Father, so he that eateth me, Jesus speaking, even he shall live by me. This is that bread which came down from heaven. Not as your fathers did eat manna and are dead. He that eateth this bread shall live forever. These things said he in the synagogue as he taught in Capernaum. Many therefore of his disciples, when they had heard this, said, "This is a hard thing. Who can hear it?" When Jesus knew in himself that his disciples murmured at it, he said unto them, "Doth this offend you? What and if ye shall see the Son of Man ascend up where he was before? It is the Spirit that quickeneth or maketh alive. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. But there are some of you that believe not." And that's the truth this very moment. There are some of you that believe not. For Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that believed not and who should betray him. There it is. There's your pivot right there. You see, you're either going to believe or you're going to end up betraying him in the end. That's up to you. That's one of the things you get to choose. You see, this is a whosoever will faith, whosoever will believe him, whosoever will cling to him. You see what the apostles did in the example that we saw a little while ago. You see what Judas Iscariot did. You see what Demas did. What will you do? For Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that believed not and who should betray him. And he said, "Therefore said I unto you, that no man can come unto me except it were given unto him of my Father. And from that time, many, notice it does not say few, it says many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. Where are you? Then said Jesus unto the 12, will ye also go away? Then Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life, and we believe and are sure that thou art that Christ, the Son of the living God. So there you have it again. You have the response where many of his disciples were offended at what he said, and they went back and walked no more with him. And you have the response where Peter said, we believe and are sure that you're the Christ, the Son of the living God. Where are we going? You see, you have to decide which response belongs to you. This is a time to get serious with the Lord, you see. Let's visit the book of Revelation. Revelation chapter 3. Revelation chapter 3. Holy Spirit, we thank you for moving on the saints as we read the word of God and present the word of God. We thank you. Revelation chapter 3, verse 1. And unto the angel of the church in Sardis write, these things saith he that hath the seven spirits of God and the seven stars, I know thy work, that thou hast a name, that thou livest and are dead. Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die, for I have not found thy works perfect before God. Remember, therefore, how thou hast received and heard, and hold fast and repent. If therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I will come upon thee. Thou hast a few names, even in Sardis, which have not defiled their garments. They shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life. Notice that, saints. He can blot your name out of the book of life. If your name is not found in the book of life at that time, you will not go to heaven. Jesus is very serious. He has the ability to take your name out of the book of life. And he says that he will do it under certain circumstances. And I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Unto the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, these things saith he that is holy, he that is true, he that hath the key of David, he that openeth and no man shutteth, and shutteth and no man openeth. I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. For thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews, which say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. You see, they're hypocrites. They're saying that they're Jews and they're lying. They're of the synagogue of Satan. And Jesus gets right to the point here. Behold, I will make them come and worship before thy feet and to know that I have loved thee. Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I will also keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth, to try them that dwell upon the earth. There's an hour of temptation coming to try them that dwell upon the earth. We're still on the earth. Behold, I come quickly. Hold fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. Him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God. He shall go no more out. And I will write upon him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my God. And I will write upon him my new name. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. And unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, these things saith the Amen, the faithful and the true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know thy works. You see, God knows everything about everybody. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou wert cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm, and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Jesus is saying, I'm going to get rid of you. Since you're lukewarm on me, no matter what I've done, I've died on the cross, I've done this, I've done miracles, I've done that. You're neither ice cold on me, and you're not hot and on fire for me either. So since you just want to just hang out in the world of apathy and complacency and being lukewarm, I'm going to spew you right out of my mouth. You're gone. Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. You think you've got it going on, but that's not what I think Jesus is saying. So what does the Lord do? He gives counsel. I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich in white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear. And anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mightest see. Why? Because you're blind. Can't see left from right, good from bad, and up from down. He goes on to say, as many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten. Be zealous, be excited and on fire, therefore, and repent. Repent from what you've been. Okay, Lord, I've grown cold on you. Well, get up and do something about it. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me. To him that overcometh will I grant with me in my to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame. You see, Jesus overcame when he was down here. We have to overcome too. And am set down with my Father in his throne. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith to the churches, even today. Do you find yourself, because I know the Holy Spirit is convicting people as this chapter is being read, you need to do some serious business with the Lord. You need to have a talk with the Lord. And you need to ask the Holy Spirit to help you because you need help. Amen? God is merciful. You're getting warned in advance. God is very, very merciful. Isaiah chapter 53, beginning with verse 1. Isaiah chapter 53, beginning with verse 1. I'll give you a moment. Amen. Amen.
God is merciful, saints. He doesn't want anyone to fail and go back into perdition.
Who hath believed our report? And to whom is the arm or the power of God revealed? To whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? Who's seen God's power? Who can give witness to it? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant and as a root out of a dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness. And when we shall... And when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. Now, saints, all those pictures that you have seen of Jesus, not one of them is right. I don't care what artist did it, none of them are right. He hath no form or comeliness or beauty, outward beauty. And when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men. They can't stand him, don't want to have anything to do with him. A man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. In fact, he took all of yours. All of your grief, every bit of it. So my question to you is, why are you holding on to it since he already took it for you? You have the ability to let it go. Yes, you do. Jesus took your grief for you. That is, if you will release it to him. He went through what it took to deal and to pay for your grief. So don't hold it to you like it's your skin. Amen? Just like the rejection. You can get rid of it. You don't have to take it all the way to the grave. You have an opportunity to let go. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. They turned their heads. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. They gave him no honor at all. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrow. Well, if Jesus has borne our griefs already and carried all of our sorrows, why are we doing it? Wasn't what he did enough? Was it enough for you? Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. Now, I'm going to say something to many of you who are still carrying pain and sorrow and hurt from past things. I mean, things that happened a long time ago. Jesus already bore that for you. What does that say to him? For you to say, oh, Lord, I love you. I receive your blood sacrifice. And for you to still carry all of that stuff from the past that he paid for on the cross. What does that say to Jesus? He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment. And who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgression of my people was he stricken. And he made his grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death, because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed, he shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see the travail of his soul and shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many. How? For he shall bear their iniquity. So you see, saints, all of this stuff from your past, you know, even the stuff that you don't actually tell as part of your testimony because you're still too ashamed of it, he took it, all of it. There's no reason for you to still have bitterness who have done evil to you, because he took it. He died for it. Whatever they did to you, however they treated you, whatever they took from you, whatever it is and whatever it was, he took it. He took it all so that you could be free. So now you need to explain to him why it is that you're not free. Mm-hmm. Hebrews chapter 10. Hebrews chapter 10, beginning with verse 22. Hebrews chapter 10, beginning with verse, let us draw near with a true heart. A true heart in full assurance of faith. A true heart in full assurance of faith. Having our heart sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. For he is faithful that promised. You know, there's a qualification for the drawing near. You have to come with a true heart in full assurance of faith. No one can determine if you're going to have that but you. Hebrews chapter 10, beginning with verse 26. Hebrews 10, beginning with verse 26. For if we sin willfully after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sin, but a certain fearful looking for of judgment and fiery indignation, which shall devour the adversary. He that despised Moses' law died without mercy under two or three witnesses. So of how much sorer punishment, suppose ye, shall he be thought worthy who hath trodden underfoot the Son of God and hath counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he was sanctified an unholy thing and hath done despite unto the Spirit of grace. That's a lot to say. He's saying that in Moses' day, they died with no mercy, with two or three witnesses. Now, we have been given the Son of God. We've been given the blood covenant. We've been sanctified. We've been given God's Spirit. What punishment, you suppose, would come to us when we take God for granted and we just do whatever we feel and believe if we want to believe and don't believe if we don't want to believe and don't live as though we actually believe? What would come to us? For we know him that has said, vengeance belongeth unto me. I will recompense, saith the Lord. And again, the Lord shall judge his people. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. But call to remembrance the former days in which, after you were illuminated, after you learned about Jesus, after you learned the truth, ye endured a great fight of afflictions. You had to get down to business. You couldn't be all lackadaisical. You couldn't, you know, do it when you feel like it and not when you don't feel like it. No, you were serious. But what happened? And people were picking at you. They were talking about you and saying all kinds of things. Yeah, they say they got religion. Let's see how this works out. They talked about you like a dog. They laughed in your face. Some people just walked out on you in life. Partly whilst you were made a gazing stock. Gazing stock?
Yes.
A spectacle, both by reproaches and afflictions. You were highly insulted, pushed aside, denied, rejected. Why? Because you came to Christ. And partly whilst you became companions of them that were so used. And then you started hanging out with those Christian people, the real ones. Not just the churchgoers, the real Christians. And you started changing. You know what they told me? They told me that I had been brainwashed. That's what they told me. Something's wrong with you because you've been brainwashed. And so I told them, well, if I've been brainwashed, then Jesus did it with the Bible. You see, my family was not pleased when I stopped going to the family church. And I found this little church on the wrong side of the railroad track where the power of God was actually moving. And I decided I wanted to go to church there. And it didn't matter to me who else was there and who else wasn't there. That was the first time in my life I'd ever seen a miracle. And it occurred to me that I had finally found a place that was like it was in the Bible with the early church. And I said to the Lord, this is what I want. Well, you see, my choice offended my family. And they went around talking to all my companions and friends, telling them that I'd lost my mind, that I was being brainwashed, and a host of other things they said that weren't nice, not loving, nor kind. They judged me because I changed my companions. I wasn't hanging out with the old group.
I was with these other people that didn't look too good to them. Some of them were poor. Many of them weren't educated. But they were in there trying to find Jesus too. You see, a lot of times, the problems you get are from those that you're most closely related to. But you're either going to choose Jesus or you're not. It's going to be all for Jesus or you're going to lose out in the end. You can't halfway serve the Lord, saints. You've got to have a made-up mind to serve Jesus Christ. And you've got to come to know him for yourself. Verse 35, cast not away therefore your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. For ye have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come, and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back into perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. I pray that you're one of them, that actually do believe to the saving of the soul, because in this day and time, you're going to be one or the other. There is no in between. You're either going to be of the group that draws back into perdition, or you're going to be in the group that believes to the saving of the soul. You choose. 3, verse 12, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 12. Yes, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. It's part of the Christian walk. No matter what your age, you're not going to escape it. John chapter 15, verse 19. John chapter 15, verse 19. If ye were of the world would love his own. But because ye are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. Remember the word that I said unto you? The servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my saying, they will keep yours also. But all these things will they do unto you for my name's sake, Jesus said, because they know not him that sent me. So, saints, it's really up to you. This is a whosoever will faith. Whosoever will go all the way with Jesus Christ, no matter what comes his way. It's up to you. It's your choice. You have to decide. But I'll say this again. I've never seen a true Christian that was facing death sorry that they were a Christian. Amen? Amen. God bless you. Spend some time with the Lord and ask him all of those important questions that we talked about tonight. Amen? Amen. You need the answers. Brother Bill.
Praise the Lord, Pastor Sabrina. Praise the Lord. Saints, you better listen tonight and repent and find Jesus. Oh, praise the Lord for these wonderful testimonies. JD was out in Omar, California, and Emir got born again. Praise you, Lord, for that. We just give you praise and glory that you are saving people's souls around us. Dana has a praise report. My mother received a good report regarding her mammogram. Praise you, Lord Jesus, and hallelujah. We thank you for that, Lord. We thank you for that. And JC says, Saints, 2 months ago, a hex was on my big toe, and it's all the pain's almost gone. And thank you, Lord, I've been returning this to sender. And Saints, you can't hold on to bitterness and unforgiveness. When I forgave my dad that used to beat us bloody, I had the carpal tunnel and the arthritis in my hands. My hands were already clawing up, and I was working as an electrician. And you know what? I could barely work. But when I forgave him, Jesus completely healed me. If you want to be sick, hold on to that bitterness and unforgiveness. But if you want to be healed, you have to release it. We've seen saints get out of wheelchairs whenever they would forgive family that had done them wrong. It is a powerful weapon against you that the devil is stirring up among the saints, and you really don't want that. And Lord Jesus, we just give you praise, glory, and honor. And we just praise you. And these are wonderful testimonies. And now back to you, Pastor Sabrina. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We just praise you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Now, saints, you're going to go one way or the other. You heard enough word to know what you're going to do. Amen. You've heard enough word to know what you're going to do. Some of you declare that you're barely holding on by a thread. Hold on. Hold on. You see, the devil is coming to try people. He's going to do that. He's doing it now. There have been some that were with us that are not with us now. Why? They decided that they just didn't want to do the warfare. Can you believe it? God gives you a way of escape and you don't want to take it. That's serious. That's very serious. It's just too hard. It's just too hard. My goodness. The Holy Spirit's there to help you. You got a prayer language. You can hear from God, but it's just too hard. There are some people that they don't know how to hear from the Lord yet, but they're still pressing. They're still pressing. What about you? You see, it's easy to give up. It's harder to hang in there. But the enemy is coming to try people. I'm telling you now. I'm warning you now. He's coming to try you. Yes, he is. You're getting the heads up on it right now. He's coming to try you. And God is going to allow him. Why? Well, God's no respecter person. Jesus was tried. Job was tried. Abraham was tried. Joseph was tried. Paul was tried. What about you? Amen. The devil is coming to try people. You need to be prepared. You need to be prepared. You know, we've been, for a long time, we've been going on fast. And we've been overcoming one step at a time, one step at a time, one step at a time. And the Lord's been bringing us through. And you're not the person that you were when you started out. But you know something? We can't afford to turn around and go backwards. That wouldn't be wise, now would it? That would be very foolish. It would be foolish to start sloughing off with God now. You see, the devil can't snatch you out of God's hands. I said that at the beginning. There's a scripture that says that too. I'll let you look it up.
The devil cannot come snatch you away from God. Amen? So this is a whosoever will faith. You have to decide who you're going to be. And it's up to you. And if you put your prayer request in the Global Prayer Warriors prayer room, 5 lines and scripture, we will pray and come in agreement with you. But God is watching. He's going to allow the devil so far with you. Yes, he is. He's sitting there watching, just like he did with Job, to see what you're going to do, to be seen what you're going to do. I encourage you to do the right thing. Amen. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, from our position seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, we want to thank you for this word tonight, Lord. We want to thank you that you got very serious with us, as you always do, and you brought us to a place of being challenged. There are questions we must ask you and things we must know. We thank you, Lord, that as you look in our hearts and you judge our hearts, that you show us what's holding us back if we want to know the truth. So we thank you, Father, for your loving kindness and your mercy and your grace towards your people. Spirit indeed is willing, Father, but the flesh is often weak. Father, tonight we lift up before you the COVID-19 Delta variant. Father, we take authority from our position seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus over the COVID-19 Delta variant and all other variants that they have conjured up in Jesus' name. We bind it in the name of Jesus Christ. We chain it with eternal chains under darkness in Jesus' name. And we return it back to whence it came in the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says that no weapon formed against us shall be able to prosper. And every tongue that rises against us in judgment, we condemn. We condemn all the incantations and all the rituals that were done to release this into the population in Jesus' name. We thank you and we give you praise for your mercy over people, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says in Psalm 91, that no evil shall befall us, neither shall any plague come nigh our dwelling, come near our dwelling, for you give your angels charge over us to keep us in all of our ways. We thank you. And that we are not to be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor for the destruction that wastes at noonday, no matter how many people fall at our right side. We are not to be afraid for the blood covering over your people. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you for the blood covering over your people. We thank you for the wall of fire, Lord, with your glory in the midst. We thank you, Lord, for keeping us strong against the intimidation, the wiles, the strategies of the devil in the name of Jesus Christ. For we are not ignorant of his devices. We ask you, Lord, to have mercy on the population. Many of them are lukewarm Christians. Many of them don't know you. But, Father, we ask for you to extend your mercy over the general population. The Bible says that the wickedness of the wicked returns on their own pate. We thank you that your word is true and that you have exalted your word above your name and that you will see to it that it is done. You watch over your word to perform it, Lord, and there is no failure in you. Vengeance is yours. You will repay. So, Father, we thank you for the protection that you've given us under the shadow of your wing. We thank you, Lord, that we have no need of fear. You've told us to not to be afraid, but to trust you. We pray for the general populace who vacillates back and forth, and they're tossed to and fro, and they listen to every report, many of which are just lies. Father, have mercy upon the general populace. Have mercy upon them, Lord. They're being used and manipulated by wicked men. They're being taken advantage of, stolen from. We ask you, Father, to move sovereignly by your Spirit to save the lives of many souls, even people that are in the valley of decision, for you are kind to the unthankful and to the evil, and your mercy endures forever. So, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we ask you to save lives. We ask you to save lives, Lord, in spite of what the enemy has done and is doing and will keep on doing, trying to kill us. We ask you, Lord, to spare lives in spite of the enemy, in Jesus' name. Spread your skirt, Lord. Spare lives all over the globe, Lord. Spare lives. Spare them, Lord, from the wickedness that has come against them. And return that wickedness from whence it came in Jesus' name. We thank you for the judgment. We appeal to the righteous judge in the name of Jesus Christ. We appeal to the righteous judge in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for your righteous judgment. And we thank you for its full execution in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, you know that every person that died, they tried to put COVID on the death certificate. Why? Because that's money connected to that claim. People that had other disease states in their body, people it was just time for them to leave, they attached COVID onto their death certificate. And you brought me a sister to tell me about it. I thank you, Lord. There's money connected to it. The enemy is wicked. The enemy is wicked. And he uses wicked people. He uses wicked people. We lift up to you, Lord, the ignorant and the innocent.
Rike be boboru kondo do brisha la di gasa de bruca le di ande de pre chi baba baba shon de bruca le di osso to robre yarro gole le asta de bruca de brisha de bruca de di osso ha le le asta de pre rike sa de bruca de brisha le di ha 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 asta yakunda rogosa de rigise be rukusa yarro kuhu rigise de brisha le di ha ha yarra ki e de brosa le di osso to robre ke asta. Father, they've been doing divide and conquer with people for ages. Divide them, then you can conquer them. The good citizen versus the bad citizen. The inoculated versus the non-inoculated. The white versus the black. The black versus the white. The Spanish, the Latin. You keep going. Taiwan versus China. Lord, that's all they've been doing from the beginning of time, dividing and conquering. But we take authority, dominion, and power over the device of the enemy to divide and conquer people you have created to come to the true knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ and the kingdom of God. We bind the work of the devil in the name of Jesus Christ, and we boomerang it back upon him in Jesus' name. We boomerang it back upon him in the name of Jesus. For of one blood you made all races. All races were made of one blood. So, Father, they defy your very creation, and they exalt themselves above it. Runda regisa te debrisha la de Dios o rukahata. Sharuko rukoto robrisa la de Dios o dar regisa. Yargo la de asa terabrike de Dios o terabrike de Dios kaka. Shanda rugosa terabrike de Dios suta. The slithering snake of mammon. Wickedness. 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 They've come to steal. They've come to gather to themselves the monies of the peoples of the world. It is not by accident, Lord, that the middle class is disappearing and that there's only the wealthy and the poor now. But the enemy cometh but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. Lord, remove the blinders. Ooh, hallelujah. Make the blind to see and the seeing blind in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus Christ, from our position seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, we break the power of every one of the tenants from the Georgia Guidestones in Jesus' name. We break their grip and hold. 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 We break their grip and hold in Jesus' name. We put them under the feet of the Lord Jesus. Blood money, blood money, blood money. Rukundu rikeshi tarabaroke lelele asaha. Yerugula lele asa. It's blood money. Rileleke de roshika barakaha tarabarose terabare. irgola le nianda da breke de dio suturo breketa sharro goho rekete da broka le nedie de runde de dia sa burra kahasha yenge de dio sonde da breke le dio surro goho da da ya kaka yerri kise de da brosa de da breke de dio suta yerro goho le dia sa yerra kata da brosa de da breke asi irru suturo brisa de da breke le dia. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, from our position seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, we take authority, dominion, and power over the corruption, over the debauchery in militaries and militias all over the world. We take authority, dominion, and power over the work of the spirits of Jezebel all over the world in Jesus' name. Spirits of corruption of every order, rank, and type. Spirits of perversion. Spirits of sexual sin in Jesus' name. Spirits of debauchery in the name of Jesus Christ. In militias all over the world. Rika gisha mememokuta. Rella la leoso rugo de rigisha mememokuta raka. She rikisa de rabreka de dianda. Ruka bababasa. Rile le se der rugo le le ande da proca di di aprise. Yer cule le dio sunda racate da brescia le dio conda. Si bebe pesce der rucuta da proca di riesta da proca le le ande da proca le le riesta da la pre. Riste le dio sonde di aprile che le dio sta da proca di ria. Rige si der richiste der rugo sunda racate da brosse di aprile che le. Rile le le a cascine ne ne ossono no maracuta. Yer rugo sho do brese le dio godamba baosha da la pre. De di diaca i che mamma lascia de brica le di asta de broca le di as i che na rogo sotto roghe se de la barossa de brica le li asta. We thank you, Father. Thank you for your judgment. Lord, there are people all over the planet militating and marching and rioting and protesting. Erregise mamma kushata. Sulla la leo sotto robreke le di sotto robreke le di acca cacore chete risse le di sotto robreke le di sonde da bracca te di dia. There are now businesses russa le di dia who say that you can't come into their restaurant unless you prove that you've been vaccinated. Ruke shita da brosse le di dia. Ruka, citizens are being excluded from things that are open to the general citizenry. Because now they want you to prove that you've been vaccinated. They want to go all into your text messages to know everything you talk about and to whom you speak to. They've been surveilling us for decades, for centuries. They've been spying on us forever. But Lord, you are God above all. You're the God that sits high and looks low, Lord. Earth is your footstool. These people are not God. We thank you, Lord, for releasing your judgments in the world. We thank you, the righteous judge, for releasing your judgments in the earth. Riketi arrohola le riasta da brakade sher kohore reke simba baba shur rukusa da brike de rio suta roko da brike de rio sonde da brike de dia kia da brike de shete ro la la le asa rokole le ande da brike de rio suta da brike de ruka da brike de ria si di da ruka da rio to da brike de dia ruka da brisha la rio sur kaha da rio sa ta da broka de dia ta da bri si la rio sur kaha da brike de dio sur kisa. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we have members of this ministry that are being attacked in urakaha da rio sur kata da bri down in their belly uruka di brisha ta da brike de dio sa da rogo shande rikisa. Yergula le le ande da bruca di brisha da bruca de dia. Ruca te da breke de dio sota da breke de with your glittering sword. Ruca sota da bre. Ruca si de do. Ruca te da breke te dia. We cut them free. We circumcise them. Ooh, from the wickedness that's been sent into their
their beings, into their bodies in Jesus' name. We uproot it now in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind you. Come up and out, devil. Come up and out in the name of Jesus. Come up and out in the name of Jesus. Come up and out of them right now in Jesus' name. You have no right to attack them there. We send that attack back where it comes from in the name of Jesus Christ. In the lower part of the stomach, come up and out in the name of Jesus Christ. Every psychic attack goes back. Every 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 attack goes back in Jesus' name. You're bound in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for your sword that severs apart, that severs asunder, and that separates us from wickedness and from Satan. Largest, as you said, that you created the destroyer for the day of destruction, we know that you will deal with the wicked in Jesus' name. You know that they are attempting to prove to mankind that they are above you. That will not work. So we thank you, Father, for these times that we live in. The prophets of old desired to look into them and to see what we are experiencing now. But, Lord, we were called into the kingdom for such a time as this. We were called into the kingdom that our prayers make a difference now. We were called into the kingdom to live for you. We're called into the kingdom, Lord, to be put on display, a spectacle, in order to convince many that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. We thank you, Lord, for the calling. We thank you, Lord, for the commitment. We thank you for the grace. We thank you for your power. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. And, Father, as Brother Marshall comes to lead us further in prayer, we're going to pray and present before your throne the homelessness in the U.S. and around the world, the changes in the economy due to the COVID crisis. We bring before you Amazon, and their $888 million fine. We bring before you the excessive heat wave that's surrounding the globe. We bring to you vengeance against Donald Trump. We present to you the situation of the illegal immigrants crossing into the United States via the Rio Grande. We thank you, Lord, these and many other things we bring to you every week, Father, knowing that you will move on our behalf, that you will move on behalf of the righteous, and that your mercy will bring forth what we've always needed. Give you praise, Lord. We give you glory. We give you honor. We thank you for it. We thank you for your word tonight. We thank you for this ministry. We thank you for all the information that we've been given here. We thank you that we have a treasure house of your truth and your word and the demonstration of your spirit and power. We thank you, Lord, that you reign over us, that you come to visit with us, that you come in our midst, that you challenge us, that you call us to more devotion to you, a greater love and a greater walk than we have known before. Bless the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you and we give you praise. In Jesus' name, Brother Marshall.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Thank you for mercies that are new every day, Lord, even right this second, Lord. Thank you for never leaving us nor forsaking us. You promised us that at the very end of the Gospel of Matthew. I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I'm with you always, even to the end of the world. You are Jesus and against us. Thank you, Father. It was your will. You set Jesus forth to be a propitiation that substitutes and sacrifices through faith in his blood. If you have faith in the blood of the Lamb, Father, then you do. And John the Baptist was anointed, and he said, behold, the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. We thank you for taking away my sins. Thank you for taking away the bitterness. Thank you for taking away the rejection. Thank you for taking away all those nasty spirits that used to jerk me around, the ungodly spirits of fear. And yes, I try to come back, and that's why I die daily. And I thank you, Lord, for hearing all of our prayers, petitions, and intercessions, Father God, in Jesus' name. As we come before your throne of grace with our big brother Jesus, we don't do it half-heartedly. We do it because these are interesting times, Father. You have us here for such a time as this, just as you did for Esther. You had her there for such a time as that, Father. You have us here, each and every one of us, for such a time as this, and you don't make any junk because we're all fearfully and wonderfully made. And we thank you, Father God. We do have this treasure in earthen vessels, Father, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. It's not our power. It's the power of your Spirit. Thank you for the infilling presence of your Spirit, the privilege of drinking into one Spirit with you, Lord. We come before your throne of grace for the big brother Jesus to say thank you, Father. Thank you for the gift of the Lord Jesus. Thank you that your arm's not too short to save. In fact, underneath of the everlasting arms, you got us. Just like a little baby thinks they're hanging on to their mommy and they're holding on to their mommy's little finger. They think, well, I've got my mommy. Well, that's how we are sometimes. We've got, I got a hold of this little part of God. I think I know something about him. But we're all just learning. We're just little children, but we're your children. And that's the most important part. We thank you, Father, that we can come before your throne of grace and your mercies are new every day. Father, have mercy on all those people who've been evicted, and many more that may be evicted, especially whenever that is in the end of October. I think they're supposed to stop that thing in this nation, Father God, where they don't allow the people who have rental properties to evict anyone if they haven't paid their rent. So some people haven't paid their rent for quite a while. And the people who own those properties are getting a little fed up, which is why they're willing to sell them to the global elite who want to buy up all the properties. They want to get the money out of the banking system and get it into some physical property, Father. So we know the global elite have 150, 300 people, whatever they are, however many people are, that act like Saul of Tarsus did before he came to Jesus. Father, we do pray for those that desperately use us. If you can give them a road to Damascus experience and save those that can be saved, the bankers, whoever they are, the different people that are going along with this nonsense, Father God, give them a bit of compassion, Father God, for those, because you have compassion. You have tremendous compassion. And Jesus didn't even have a place to lay his head. There's some people in the prosperity gospel that say, oh, Jesus was so super-duper wealthy. Well, he gave it up all. He gave all of it up when he left his throne in heaven to come down and be a servant to all, to wash the disciples' feet. And he didn't have a place to lay his head, it says, Father. So we ask you, Father God, if Jesus went through that for each and every one of us, did it. Help us to be willing to lay a helping hand. Show me what you want me to do, Lord. All of us, what you want us to do. Help your compassion, because you've been merciful to us. Help us to be merciful to those we can. And raise up many, Father God. Even when they were having that deep freeze in Texas, Father God, last winter, Father, there was a man who had electricity still on in his furniture store and said, anybody could come in. We thank for people having the very love of God being shed abroad in their hearts, that they allowed people to be taken care of and nurtured and shown the love of God, Father, when they're going through very hard times, Father God, in Jesus' name. We ask for your mercy, Father God, for the homeless in the U.S. and all around the world, Father God. It's your world. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness of it, and they're your people. You'll not forsake the work of your own hands. I know you're trying to draw many to the Lord Jesus, Father. You said when your judgment's on the earth, people will learn righteousness. And your judgments are being poured forth, Father. And we can see that, Father, in many ways. We talked about plagues and pestilences and famines and fires and earthquakes. And yes, there was a huge earthquake in Alaska, or just off Alaska, with the threat of a tsunami. We thank you, Father God, it was a minimal threat. And we thank you, Father God, for your mercy in that area. You're the Savior of all men, especially of those that believe. Even as Pat Holliday told us about a time when there was somebody, a supposedly elected official, who wanted to detonate an atomic bomb in the United States and pretended it was just a solar flare that knocked out the power grid, but the people in the military didn't go along with that person, that fake person in the party. And, Father, we thank you for your mercy. You're the Savior of all men, especially those that believe. I didn't know anything about that, but long after the fact, Father, many, many times you saved us, and we ask you to continue to save us and deliver us. You said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. So, what do? We take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. Which is just like picking up a glass of grape juice, and that's it. No, what does it signify? It signifies, oh, I identify with the death of Jesus to the old man. I identify with death to ungodly fear. I die to the old man, Father. And I had to do that rather regularly, Father, because even last night I had the opportunity to be bent out of shape about something, Father God, and want to carry resentment and complain. And you don't leave a light murmuring and complaining. And Sabrina's talked about that at the very beginning of Numbers chapter 11. And also, was it Philippians? It's right around the verse that Sabrina's always quoting. I think it may be the verse right after the do all things without murmuring. So, Father, help me, Lord. Help us all, Lord, to walk in the Spirit the way you want, because we can't do it. Mm-mm. I can't do it, but you can do it through us. How did those saints do it? When they were rejoicing, counting worthy to be suffered for all these things. Father, all the changes in the economy due to the so-called COVID crisis, which we know is fabricated, a bioweapon brought in by different people, some people in this nation, Father God, enemies within and enemies without, and some of them working together in cahoots, Father. And some of the people are exposing what's going on here. People have eyes to see and ears to hear, and the Holy Spirit's telling them what to do. It's just like you did with Pat Holly. You used to go up on Alex Jones and just look at the headlines and ask the Holy Spirit, what do you want me to look at? And you know, just glance at a few things. She didn't spend much time fussing over it. She just, and then she knew what to pray about. And we thank you, not that he has all the information, but he has some of it. And we thank you, Father God. We ask you, Father God, to pour forth of your Spirit, because you said that's what we are going to do. You promised, you said, in the last days I'll pour forth of my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters will prophesy, and your old men will dream dreams, and your young men will see visions of my handmaids and my servants in those days, will I pour forth of my Spirit, and they shall prophesy. We desperately need your Spirit, Father, and not just for us, but all of our family members, just all of Pat Holly's family members. We all prayed this in agreement when Pat was still with us physically, Father God, where is that, Lord? Look at that. It's in Isaiah 44:3. You said, and you can't lie, you esteem your word above all your name. You said, I will pour water upon him that is thirsty, particularly on the where the fires are. I'll pour water upon him that is thirsty and floods upon the dry ground. I'll pour my Spirit upon thy seed and my blessing upon thine offspring. And we all ask in agreement according to Matthew 18:19, because you can't lie. So the two on earth agree. So anything you ask, it shall be done to my Father, which is in heaven. So Father, I ask you to pour forth of your Spirit upon all the descendants of every believer. Dr. Sabrina's grandmother's descendants, yes, including her brother, all the descendants of Sabrina's grandmother, all the descendants of every believer. My many greats grandfather, Jacques Perrault, lived in France as a French Huguenot and through tremendous persecution. And all the descendants, all Pat Holliday's descendants, all the descendants of every believer, Father, all of Donald Trump's great aunt's descendants who started that great awakening in the Hebrides in Scotland. And we ask for another great awakening, Father. Wake up the body of Christ, the sleeping giant. Give them eyes to see, ears to hear, and new and understanding hearts, and provide all the needs according to the riches and glory for all of your saints, because we know that's what you do, according to your word in Philippians. Of course, that's Philippians 4:19. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. As we do it your way, as we're still willing to help those that can be helped. Some of us will just give someone a smile. Somebody will give somebody a loaf of bread. Now, I made this for you. Somebody will do something to show that we love other people because we overcome evil with good. Help us to overcome the economy by establishing a Christian economy that's out of the grasp of the global central bankers, Father, in Jesus' name. A lot of people are advocating this. And, Father God, show the believers in Jesus what you want us to do. Have local economies that are not dependent on the New World Order agenda, Father, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father God, for the little slap on the wrist coming against Amazon. But we ask you to pour forth proper judgment against all these global conglomerates, Father God, that have bowed the people, and particularly in them, that bow the knees to Satan, and bring about your righteous judgment, Father God, in your time against Amazon and those that are being used of the enemy to do nasty things to your people, Father God, including the news media that are using the same tactics that Hitler did, the propaganda, the mind control spirits, who was a Goebbels, Hitler's, said, oh, we can control the people. The thing called TV is a new thing. We just came out with television, and we can tell people what to believe, and they'll just swallow it hook, line, and sinker, and then we can drag them down to the pit of hell. So, Father, we ask you to deliver people from the false media, the propaganda, and all the lies about the so-called variants, Father God, because most people don't really know. Is it just a coincidence that all these people where they've had the most amount of vaccines have the most amount of variants? At least that's what I read in some of the sources. Maybe it's just a coincidence. But even, was it the CDC admits about that, Father God? The CDC admitted that, yes, even the vaccinated, they have to be masked. Oh, fear. They're just trying to propagate fear. But we have not received the spirit of bondage. We have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father, just like it says, or is that in Romans 8:15? Thank you for the spirit of adoption, Father God. Thank you for drawing us to the Lord Jesus, because it says, no man comes to the Lord Jesus, save you, draw them in John 6:44. And we thank you for drawing us with your loving kindness, that Jesus said, hey, I love you this much. He stretched out his arms. He gave everything up, each of us. He gave it all. He said, I must water pour forth. And he's the vine. What do vines do? They change the water that comes down from heaven into what? Stuff that goes up through the vine, comes out, makes grapes, and Jesus changed the water into wine. He's the vine. We all need to remain continually connected to him. We don't want to wander away. We don't want to forsake the gathering. Father, we ask you to bring many back, Father, that have wandered away, even from Miracle Net Church and Miracle Outreach Ministries. Draw them back. Draw them back. Because those are the only safe places to be in the flock, where all the sheep are being protected by the Good Shepherd, our Good Shepherd, the Lord Jesus. Draw them back, Father God, and draw them back. And we thank you for delivering those that have been exposed to the fires and the excessive heat and all the rest of it, Father. Oh, there's a verse just before this. I remember reading this verse on Pat Holiday. Was driving in her Blazer on the way to do the broadcast when there was a hurricane in Jacksonville. And you said in your word in Isaiah 43:2, when thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. Hey, you were with Pat Holiday, and you're no respecter of persons. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. Hey, you did that for Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego over in Daniel chapter 3, somewhere around verse 25. You watched over Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They didn't want to bow the knee to the what? To the people who said, oh, you have to get the COVID jab. Was that what they were saying back then? It's the same deal. You've got to bow down before this false idol, the idol of the jab. The jab's going to save you. No, the jab is the Chi-Com's plan to take over America by giving everybody a false vaccine. It isn't really a vaccine anyway. It's something to mess up with their DNA. Hey, we're fearfully and wonderfully made. Why do we want to be changed into a creation by some demon that some man dreamt up, to mRNA? Why do we want to do that? No, we want to yield to Jesus, and we give you praise and honor and glory for watching over all of your children, Father God. And there's a scripture I want to find. Where is that, Lord? Thank you, Holy Ghost. In Isaiah chapter 25, people being exposed to the heat, Father God, for thou hast been a strength to the poor, a strength to the needy in his distress, a refuge from the storm, a shadow from the heat, when the blast of the terrible ones is as a storm against the wall. He shall bring down the noise of strangers, the heat in a dry place, even the heat with the shadow of a cloud. Thank you for the cloud. Thank you for the cloud of the Israelites when they came out of Egypt. The branch of the terrible one shall be brought low. That's your promise, Lord, and we ask you to hasten your word to perform it. The branch of the terrible one shall be brought low. And in this mountain shall the Lord of hosts make unto all people a feast of fat things, a feast of wine on the lees, of fat things, a full of marrow, of wine on the lees. And he will destroy in this mountain the face of the covering cast over all people and the veil that is spread over all nations. We ask you to hasten your word to perform it. You said you will destroy in this mountain, Mount Moriah, where Jesus was sacrificed, just like Father Abraham offered Isaac, was willing to offer Isaac. And he will destroy in this mountain the face of the covering cast over all people and the veil that is spread over all nations. Remove the veil not just from the Jewish people. People think they're Jewish, well, they are not, Lord, but all the people. Yes, remove the veil, Father God, from the people who want to put a veil over their face, Father God. And what a contrast. I went into a restaurant last night. No one had a mask on. Of course, it's pretty hard to eat with a mask on. I've heard a joke about that. Somebody tried to eat a bunch of spaghetti and they had a mask on. Boop. Oh, Lord. He has a sense of you, too. Praise the Lord. We thank you. We do not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. And we thank you for the sisters that are praying with a mask on at work. without being detected, Father God. We thank you for the prayers of the saints going forth, for all of our coworkers, family members, and friends, and all those in harm's way, Father God, including those experiencing the heat wave. We ask you to change the wind. We speak shalom to the weather and the atmosphere in Jesus' name. We bind every one of these spirits they're trying to use, whether they're trying to use it by harp or some other means to control the weather and the atmosphere, trying to stir up things, trying to trigger earthquakes, trying to steer storms and do other things, even as we were told by one of our previous vice presidents that was going to be the new weapon they're going to use. Well, they have lots of little weapons up their sleeves, don't they? Those global tyrants. But Father, we speak shalom. We ask for the weather and atmosphere to be the way you want, because you said when you bring a storm, we're going to see the bow. And I thank you for the privilege of seeing the rainbow. That's your covenant. And you made of all men one blood. So we know you have mercy on all the people. It doesn't matter what their skin looks like. You look at the heart anyway. Of all people, one blood. We ask you to have mercy on all the people, all one blood, whether they're from Arabs or whether they're in Iceland or whether they're in Chile or whether they're in North Korea, South Korea, China, Japan. Have mercy on the people that are being locked down again in Australia, Lord. Have mercy on the people, Father God. They're not having heat wave now because that's not their season. But as far as I know, Father, we ask that the weather be the way you want it to be and only the way you want it to be. Even where my wife was last night, I pray shalom. I knew there was a tornado watch, and I thank you for delivering us from all the plans and wants and schemes. Giving me all the benefits of Psalm 91 for all the saints and all their family members and all those that are in the body of Christ and those coming into the body of Christ in Jesus' name. And we thank you for continually delivering each one of us, including Donald Trump, Father God, when we know that they've been in the deep state's crosshairs for a long time. One false thing, another false thing, Russia, impeachment hoax number one, impeachment hoax number two. Father God, we ask you to bring to light all the improper things being done by the Justice Department, Father God, trying to ram through this COVID jab, Father God, and we thank you for giving people strength and courage to stand up. Even the Postal Service, I heard that the Postal Union said, no, we don't believe that our union members have to be forced to take an experimental vaccine. And we thank you for giving people the courage to stand up and just say, no, absolutely no. Give your people Holy Ghost boldness, Father God, to stand up for the truth and just to walk in peace. For that will keep him in perfect peace, his mind is stayed on thee. And you are keeping each one of us, Lord. You brought us all thus far, Father God. And we've had some challenges in the past. I know you've drawn me literally out of many waters. And I thank you for doing that, Father God. And yes, you deliver Donald Trump and all those that are standing for the truth, including the doctors that are standing for the truth. And I know they've been put in the crosshairs of the deep state. They don't want them to get it out. That's why they just took down all this stuff about a lot of people trying to get out the truth, Father God, including about the various election audits, Father God, in the different states, not just Arizona. We ask you to bring to light what needs to be brought to light in your way and in your time, Lord, in Jesus' name. You said in Luke 12:2, for there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, Jesus says, neither hid that shall not be known. We ask you to bring it all to light, and you confirmed it many times in your scripture, Father God, 10:26, and even in Daniel, Father God, you know what's done in secret, Father God, and we ask you to bring it all to light. And concerning that ridiculous business with the illegal immigrants coming across from Acuna, Mexico, via the Rio Grande into the U.S., we ask you to bring to light, we ask for your judgment, Father God, not just on the people that are being brought in. They've been duped, Father God. They go to the Internet or whatever, on the little phones or whatever they have down in Guatemala or Mexico or wherever, and Father God, and they find out, oh, yeah, Biden wants them to come, so we're all coming up because we got three things for you. You got health insurance. We're going to put you up in a hotel, and you don't have to wear a mask, and we're going to give you schooling for your kids. And of course, the citizens of the U.S., they have to wear a mask. They can't go to school, and we're not going to give them free health care. We're going to take everything away from them. We're going to give it to all you nice people because you're going to keep us in power. So, Father God, we ask you to expose the agenda of the deep state, not just the wildly left-leaning people who pretend to be Democrat, Father God. And some of the Democrats really do love you, Lord. They really, really do. It's just that they've been a little bit confused, Father God, of late. So we speak confusion, division only into the enemy's camp. Confusion, division, the enemy's camp. Confusion, division, the enemy's camp. Confusion, division, the enemy's camp. In Jesus' name. And we thank you for the great work you know how to do, Father God. And we thank you for what you're about to do, Father God, as you're waking up the sleeping giant, Father God, in Jesus' name. I'm reminded of the scripture in, where is that, Lord? Just in Judges. Help me just remember where it is. Thank you, Lord. Even as Gideon, and he wasn't a very brave soul in the natural. He had to put out a fleece and all this stuff because God was speaking to him, but he said, well, I don't care if God's speaking to me. I got, how do you spit me? I'm just a nothing. I'm a nobody. I can't stand up against this huge horde. How do we think we feel? Right? Can we stand up against this huge horde? Creator's heat. And what did you say to Gideon? He was so nervous and so distraught, you told him to go down and hear what the enemy was saying. What was the enemy saying? You know, their enemy, the deep state, is absolutely terrified that the patriots and that the Christians and the people who actually believe in Jesus doing spiritual warfare are going to overthrow them because they've just been bowing down and worshiping Satan. And Satan can't rescue them. He's a defeated foe. He's already been defeated. And we think of what you already did in Judges chapter 7, beginning verse 13. And when Gideon was come, behold, there was a man that told a dream unto his fellow and said, behold, I dreamed a dream, and lo, a cake of barley bread. Barley is very humble bread, right? It's the poorest people, and not the finest wheat, barley bread, tumbled into the host of Midian and came unto a tent and smote it, and it fell and overturned it, and the tent lay along. And his fellow answered and said, this is nothing else, save the sword of Gideon, the son of Joash, a man of Israel, for into his hand hath God delivered Midian and all the host. We thank you, Father God, for delivering the host into those that you're raising up, your servants. They're going to stand boldly, Father God, and do what you want them to do. The believers in Jesus, if Donald Trump's one of them, that's great. Maybe he is, maybe he isn't. I don't know. He's done some great things thus far, and maybe he will use them some more. I don't know, Father God, but we're all just your earthen vessels. We're earthen vessels. We have this treasure in earthen vessels. And what did Gideon do? He divided. He had a whole bunch of like thousands of men. He got rid of the ones that were fearful and got down to 10,000. The Lord said, no, that's still too many. You're going to think you did it yourself. He got down to 300 men. And verse 16, he divided the 300 into three companies and put a trumpet in every man's head and empty pitchers with lamps and within the pitchers. Father, we know this is an amazing example of what you're providing in your covenant, Father God, blood of the covenant, Father God, in Jesus, the armor of righteousness on the right hand and on the left. Verse 19, so Gideon and the 100 men that were with him came under the outside of the camp in the beginning of the middle watch. They just came on duty. Oh, their knees are knocking, right? They're nervous because they've heard about this Gideon guy. But they had newly set, and you know, there were tens of thousands of them of camels that couldn't even be numbered. There's so many of these Midianites. It's kind of like what we think the New World Order is, but no, they're really not that many of them. There's a whole lot more of us than them. This is a whole different thing. But anyway, we just think they have a lot because they've got the bullhorn. They got the news media, the false propaganda. And they came in at verse 19, outside of the camp in the beginning of the middle watch, and they had been newly set the watch, and they blew the trumpets and break the pitchers that were in their hands. And the three companies blew the trumpets and brake the pitchers and held the lamps in their left hands and the trumpets in their right hands to blow withal. And they cried, the sword of the Lord and of Gideon. And they stood. They didn't have to run. They didn't have to fight. They had to lift up the sword. They stood, every man in his place, round about the camp. And all the host ran. The host of the Midianites ran, and they cried and fled. And the 300 blew the trumpets, and the Lord set every man's sword against his fellow, even throughout all the host. And that's all the body of Christ has to do. We break the bread, we take the cup, and the blood of Jesus represents the very fire of God, because God poured forth judgment on Jesus. He poured forth his fiery wrath on Jesus for all martial sins and the sins of everyone else who has accepted Jesus. The fiery wrath fell upon Jesus. Where did the fire come from? It came from within God. Yeah, within God the Word, Jesus, who is God the Word. And who was in Jesus? The Father is in Jesus. Our God is a consuming fire. And that fire came out of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. And that's what's coming out, the light of God, the light that's within us. And you can see it in the eyes of some of the saints. You can see it. The very flame of zeal of the Lord is within the saints because the eyes are the windows to these temples. And Father God, many of the Christians that have been attacked and bruised and et cetera, when they're in the dire straits of being challenged, Father God, cut up a sin. They're just like earthen vessels. They just have to quietly keep praising the Lord, thanking the Lord, and he delivers them. Just like that man, Prem Pradam. He didn't get to quote the scripture from when he told us, was it the last verse of Isaiah 54, no weapon formed against us will prosper, and every tongue that arises against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn, but this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, but their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. This guy, Prem Pradam, who grew up as a Hindu, who accepted Jesus, who was in Nepal, in a prison because he believed in Jesus, he was seriously persecuted. And he was in the prison, and there was a prison break, and the men came to him with a rifle at point-blank range. Couldn't miss with a rifle at a pistol you couldn't miss. The rifle at point-blank range is impossible to miss in the natural, right? But with God, all things are possible. And this man pointed to him, you're coming with us. Of course, this is all done in Nepalese. I don't know what they speak, but it's... Anyway, he spoke to him, but this man could speak English to us. It's a little thick accent, but I got it. And Prem very calmly said, my God told me to stay here. You go. Well, I'm gonna shoot you on the count of three if you don't come with us. My God told me to stay here. We just all need to listen to God, be where he tells us to be, and do what he tells us to do. And on our patience, we possess our souls. And that's about Isaiah 54:17. From what he told us, he just did it. He just said, my God told me to stay here. And the guy tried to fire, and it wouldn't fire. It misfired. So the guy tried again. God had mercy on him. He didn't want him to get hurt. He loved that man who was trying to shoot Prem anyway. Oh, he loves every human being, even those that are so mind-blinded. Some they don't even recognize the true and living God. Oh, Lord, have mercy, have mercy, have mercy on all these people. Have mercy on the people, not just in the United States, but all over the earth, Father God, not just in Australia, not just in Israel, all these places, Father God, not just the Palestinian Authority, all the places, Father God, all the places in Europe, the places where they had the flooding, all the places where they had the fires in California. Oh, have mercy, Father. Oh, Lord. So he fired the second time. This time the rifle went off. Point-blank range, mind you, can't miss. Just a few feet away from him. And hit the stone wall behind him, ricocheted off, and hit the man who was trying to shoot Prem in the knee. That's a wonderful example of just like what happened to the people who wanted to take out the Jewish people in Esther. The guy who was at Haman ended up going on the same gallows he prepared for Mordecai. This guy, the weapon formed against him, it hit him. It hit him. It didn't prosper against Prem. Prem was just quietly listening to the Lord and doing what he told him to do. He wasn't freaking out. He wasn't crying, begging for mercy. He was just listening to God. Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. The voice of a stranger they will not heed. Father, we ask you to give the children, the living God, the ability to hear afresh, Father God. Those that claim to be Christians, Father God, that don't bother to actually read the Word of God very often, give them a hunger and thirst for righteousness, Lord, to actually pick up their dusty Bibles. Or maybe they do read, but maybe they haven't had ears to hear and eyes to see and new and understanding hearts. Give them eyes to see, ears to hear and new and understanding hearts, especially all the family members of the believers that are, what do we call them, lukewarm. Help us all to be hot for you, Lord Jesus, not because we need to be, because we want to be, because you're zealous for us. With the zeal for the joy set before you. That's why you hung on that tree, because of your bride. You see every one of your saints, not just Dr. Sabrina and NK and Trish, but every one of the members of the Bride of Christ. Yes, Brother Bill is a member of the Bride of Christ. Robert, all the brothers, God bless Seven. You see each one, and God bless Seven's bride. And yes, she's coming back in. She's coming back to the Lord. Father God, we thank you, Father. Sometimes we have need of patience to inherit the promises. In your patience possess ye your souls. You said in, where is that? In 21. Praise the Lord. Happen to call to hear your voice and do what you want. And we're all in agreement in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for armor righteousness on the right hand and on the left. Thank you for praise, honor, and glory, Lord. And all the saints that in that name, have mercy, Lord. Have mercy, Lord. And again, stop the flow of evil in them, Father God. And judge those that are in the walk. Judge those that are in the children, Father God. Ungodly things. Deliver the children that can be delivered. All the children that you want to be sure to save. And we're all in agreement.
Though I claim to my best and Lord Almighty, and heaven claim my life still the same.
I will not
always.